Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Boko Haram militants have released dozens of schoolgirls they kidnapped in 2014 in the town of Chibok. That's near Nigeria's border with Chad and Niger. Nigerian government officials confirm 82 girls were released. Bakishoni Bare, one of the founding members of Bring Back Our Girls campaign, spoke on Sky News.
This is a very, very exciting news for us. That we have over 80 of our girls coming back again means over 80 girls no longer in the den of the abductors. And this is an exciting news for us, for the parents, for the Chibok community, for their relatives, for their friends, and for their family. So, yes, it's a very exciting and welcome development for us.
Before the release, 195 of the schoolgirls had remained captive after the first negotiated release of 21 girls in October. The 276 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 are among thousands of people abducted by Boko Haram over the years. Voters in France going to the polls today to choose their next president. It's between centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. French voters or overseas are already doing their voting. These pro-Macron and pro-Le Pen voters were at the French embassy in New York City to vote.
I did vote for Mr. Macron. He's really shifting the political game in France.
To me, it's important for France. I am not for the euro.
Okay.
And I'm not for Europe, never was. You know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
Macron leading in the polls. This is VOA News.